It is the Tuesday before OneFest here, July 28th. Praying for the best weather possible. And again, boy, it's hard to just get exactly what you want, right? The kind of Goldilocks, too hot, too cold, maybe rain, what have you. Right now, the forecast calling for a 70% chance of showers, maybe some thunderstorms Friday afternoon. That drops to a 40% chance, though, Friday night. And then no mention of rain Saturday or Sunday. Both days partly sunny and 84, so that's picture perfect. So we'll ride it out. Hope it's not too bad. And, boy, again, thoughts and prayers. People in Appleton and Menasha, did you see some of the pictures of that devastating storm? My goodness. Still power, working to restore power. I'm just seeing it is devastating. And, again, good to get word from various folks that they're doing okay amidst it. But, wow, it's going to take some time to recover from that. Also want to call your attention to at WWIB.com. It is the week before our Backpack to School Challenge, and the banner is up. Backpack to School Challenge 2026. Click here to help. And when you do, you'll be greeted with the question, will you help? Backpack to School Challenge, a matching challenge to benefit local backpack and school supply distributions from We Care Eau Claire and Valley Vineyard, as well as kids in one of the poorest nations in the world, Liberia, West Africa, through Teamwork Africa. And Mike Hool and his wife Trish have been involved for a long time in terms of the efforts in Chippewa Falls. And he talks with us about how the drive began there.
When we first started out, we started out with 200 grocery bags, basically plastic bags of school supplies. We didn't have backpacks. And it started off with just an idea of people that were falling through the cracks. So, like, to be honest, at that point, Starting Points was available in our community, and they had an income requirement. And if you know how much it costs for school supplies and backpacks, if you were working hard but couldn't quite make that level, the working poor, to be honest, you couldn't get anything. And I thought that wasn't very fair, and I thought these people are working hard. And that's how it kind of started, really, to be honest. We started with that premise. Then it grew to like, well, they need backpacks. So we raised money for 74. And I'll never forget it as long as I'll be a part of this community. Is the local coffee house owner in town. She was there volunteering. And we ran out of backpacks. And she said to me, you're out of backpacks. I said, well, that's all we could afford. She goes, well, that'll never happen again. I will make sure you have backpacks the rest of the time. And so it started with 74 backpacks. And we now give out about 1,000 backpacks.
Yeah, that's amazing. And they do great work there, both in Chippewa and then We Care Eau Claire, a number of churches coming together and nonprofits to make it happen. And that's grown bigger and better each year. And it's amazing. And so we're asking you to help here this year, as we have in the past. Again, our all-out earnest fundraising is next week. But if you could help us with an early start. I kind of learned from the Single Mom Saturday for myself personally. Can you do a little more, a little sooner? And I want to follow that this year. And so I committed $300 yesterday. It works out, I guess, $100 for each Eau Claire, Chippewa, and Liberia. But then also above and beyond, I said I'm going to sponsor a Starfish Kid as well, going to teamworkafrica.org. It's $25 a month, and it takes care of the cost for school and more. And so, again, that's through teamworkafrica.org. So whatever you'd like to do, I guess I haven't formulated the perfect way to articulate that challenge, but I just wanted to do a little more, a little sooner, and so doing that this year. If you can help, we're going to have a big, huge goal, right? So, again, it's helpful to get as big a head start as you can if you're trying to face, an Olympic sprinter, if you will, or if you got a big mountain to climb. So wib.com. All right, hey, let's close it out with our morning devotion. Didn't have any audio in Today in History anyhow, so it's July 28th. Bob Goss, live in grace, walk in love. We don't need to keep auditioning for parts we've been cast for. Go love everybody. Matthew 28, 18 through 20 is the lead-in, and Bob Goff says, of course, the Great Commission, go into all the world and make disciples. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me, Jesus said. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. Goff says one of my favorite people in the world is a film director named Tom. Tom has a brilliant way of telling stories in the big screen, and he has an eye for characters who are just the right fit. One of his favorite people to cast was a guy named Jim. They've worked together long enough that Tom knows as soon as he reads a script that Jim is the right lead character. He often chooses scripts with Jim in mind, knowing the story will come together magically with him as the lead. Goff says, wouldn't it be crazy for Jim to audition for the part when Tom chose the movie with him in mind? It'd be a waste of everyone's time to have Jim show up and go through the motions when the decision's already been made. As strange as it might sound to you, Goff says, God already picked you to play a role in the story you find yourself in. He's doing something through you that looks different from the lives of others, and he's not worried about whether you'll fit the part. He had you in mind before the first scene started. He's got the lead in the story. We don't need to keep auditioning for parts we've been cast for. God wired you with a unique way of giving away love and then told you to go play. Embrace those around you, enjoy your story, and give away love like you've got the part. Jesus has written it just for you. Today's closing question, what are you going to do today to align your life with God's mission in this world? Today, the one birthday we have at wib.com/celebrations, Randy Vandalu lets us know that Hannah Vandalu with the birthday today. She's the mother of Randy's three grandchildren. She is God-fearing, a good wife and mother. Happy birthday to Hannah today on this July 28th. Hey, real quick here on WWIB, we talked about it an hour ago, but just to bring it back in terms of the Backpack to School Challenge, it doesn't officially start till Saturday in terms of our fundraising, and it'll go through the following Friday at midnight. So, right, it usually kicks off one fest weekend and that following weekend. And again, we're trying to benefit, the We Care Eau Claire, the Eau Claire kids, also those in Chippewa Falls through Valley Vineyard. We heard from Mike Houle earlier. And also, the kids on the other side of the world have been added the last 3 and now 4 years, and we're so grateful with Teamwork Africa, Liberia, West Africa. Peggy will be going over there for 3 weeks, August 31st until, like, September 22nd or 3rd. And so, here is Peggy in her own voice talking about and inviting us to think beyond our own families as we look to raise $15,000 at least to help divide up three different ways to help those with the big backpack to school needs.
I think about those of us who have been parents or are parents now, and we get our school supply list from our local schools and then go and do all the shopping, and sometimes we take our kids with us and let them pick out the color notebooks that they want, and sometimes we're like, nope, I'll just do that on my own. But I really appreciate the parents and the grandparents who say, I have two kids, so I'm going to sponsor two kids for this backpack challenge. Or the grandparents who say, I've got five kids, and so I want to be able to help five kids get their school supplies this year. And it just, I think the connection is thinking about how much you love your kids and thinking about translating that into caring about somebody else's kids, too.
Great stuff. You can actually, thank you so much, honey. And again, you can give early. We would love a head start. We got a big, huge mountain to climb. 15,000, and then we'd love to blow past that because we're dividing up whatever we raise next week three different ways. But hey, if you're facing like the fastest person in the world, you want a big, huge head start, right? Well, we get a big, huge mountain to climb. We get a fast person to race against here. And so if you could help us out, wib.com, just click on the banner on top of the page. That would be greatly appreciated. And if you want to sponsor a Starfish Kit as well through Teamwork Africa, teamworkafrica.org. Check that out, $25 a month.
Well, we are here on the WIB Wake Up Show with Ryan Bowie of the Chippewa Falls Police Department. Great to have you back with us, Ryan. And National Night Out is 1 week away. Hopefully people are familiar with the event by now, but there is so much going on at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds and really across the nation, as this is a time for police officers, law enforcement, and the community to get together for a great evening of fun.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys letting me on here again. You guys have been fantastic partners in this. We've been doing this many years. I know I can speak for our whole department and other agencies. We're pretty stoked for next week.
There's so much that goes into this. Give us kind of the overview of what's on tap for a week from today.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like we've said, it's a week from today, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds here in Chippewa Falls. It's just a free family fun event. We're offering free food, a hot dog and chips, ice cream, root beer, water galore. We can't do this without, sponsors and partners like you guys, Festival Foods, Quick Trip, Culver's, the Optimist Club here in Chippewa Falls, the Lions Club. But it's a chance for families, especially children, to get to know their first responders in their area. You know, I think it's a huge proponent of the job that we do every day. You know, not all the time do families, when they see an officer or even a fireman, is it their best day. So next week, we're going to make it their best day. You know, it's a family fun event. You know, we have Kevin with the balloon guy juggling. We have our canine demonstration in the grandstands at 7 p.m. We've been doing that for a couple years. It's not just our canine, Leo. It's multiple canine and their handlers. Kind of a little interesting note for this year. This is Leo's last year. So he's going to be retiring after this year. So this will be his last national night out. So I really hope people get to see him in his prime here this last year. I know he's excited. So,
talking with investigator Ryan Bowie of the Chippewa Falls Police Department, national night out 5 to 8 p.m. 1 week from tonight at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. And Ryan, I know as well, too, this is something the community looks forward to. Usually a couple thousand people are there at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds for all of the free food and fun and activities. But this is something that you, your officers, your families, all the first responders, again, it's not just the police department, sheriff's department, and fire department, EMS, etc. I know you and your families really, really look forward to a positive night with a community like this as well.
Absolutely. You know, I have now three boys, my wife and I, and we bring our children all the time. A lot of my coworkers and their families, we're all good friends. We're family, right?
Yeah.
So our children get a kick out of it, our spouses. It's just a fun event, and we're looking forward to it. You know, and a new thing we're doing this year, we try to add one thing new every year, is the fire department is going to be putting on a presentation on a vehicle extraction in the grandstands right before the canine demonstration. So something new, something fun. So if people want to see it, they want to sit in the bleachers by 6:30 and catch both demonstrations, fantastic.
During the year, do you see the practical implications of this play out? Like, hey, it really was good that we do this national night out because people do feel better connected to police and fire.
Absolutely. I think we're very fortunate in, you know, in our community here that we have such a good relationship, not just with the citizens, but again, the organizations, the businesses. I think it's something we want to obviously keep going. And, you know, we've always appreciated, you know, the partnerships and that support.
Well, fantastic. We are looking forward to it. 5 to 8 p.m. at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls, National Night Out for Chippewa County. And, of course, National Night Out events all over. So if you're not in the immediate area, look for the one in your area and get out and support and have a great time. Ryan, we're looking forward to chatting with you again next week and seeing you in 1 week at the fairgrounds.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much, Ryan Bowie with the Chippewa Falls Police Department. Investigator here, WWIB.
Tuesday Trivia One Fest Week here on WWIB, and we have a great prize for you. Who wants to meet Ben Fuller? We have two meet and greets for Ben Fuller coming up on Friday. All you have to do is have your One Fest ticket, and then we'll get you the One Fest meet and greets if you win Tuesday Trivia. If you don't have a One Fest ticket, of course, you'll need to buy one, or you could give this to somebody who's going to One Fest as well. So who wants to meet Ben Fuller? 715-723-2555. As always, the caveat is that you have to solve Tuesday Trivia to win the prize. And here is this week's question. We're not going to make it real hard this week. 6,000 Americans will do what today? 6,000 Americans will do this today. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555 for your chance with a guest to meet Ben Fuller.
I'd love to meet Ben Fuller. That sounds really cool. All right, those meet and greets are great. And you could win one right now. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Rick from Rice Lake, and I'm going to guess, have a birthday.
Have a birthday. 6,000 Americans will have a birthday today.
Could that be it? Is Rick going to be our winner right out of the gate? Sorry, Rick.
Not it. Wasn't it last week that you guys had a winner on the very first caller? So I thought maybe we'd have that 2 weeks in a row, but
not to be.
Not today.
All right, 723-2555. I love it. I know it's a great vibes when I'm like, I'd love that.
It'd for
be
sure.
Cool to meet Ben Fuller. What a testimony, too. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron from Fall Creek.
Hey, Ron.
Get engaged.
So
get engaged.
Rick in Rice Lake, Ron in Fall Creek, get engaged.
Yes, indeed. It was actually proposed, but we'll accept engaged as well. 6,000 Americans will propose today. So best wishes to all of them.
Caleb and I looked at each other. I'm sorry if that was too soon, but we're feeling generous today.
There you go. Yeah. So, Ron, hang on the line for us. Are you planning to go to OneFest?
I may be now.
All right. Well, there you go. Your chance to meet Ben Fuller. Hang on the line for us.
All right. Thank you, Ron, in Fall Creek here on WWIV, where we are family. And so, you got to get your tickets or get it to somebody who's going to be there, because you got to for sure take advantage of that great opportunity to meet Ben Fuller. Well, of course, the Backpack to School Challenge will be on next week from Saturday through Friday. But again, the banner is up at WIB.com right now if people would like to support.
Yeah, and it, almost the reverse of our beloved Procrastinators Club, folks who always come through and help, but, you know, kind of come through at the last minute because that's, well, I'll get to that, but there's just life, a lot of other things going on. Well, we're looking for folks maybe even this week who would say, hey, I'll step up, I want to make sure I don't forget, I'll give an early gift and kind of give you guys a boost going into that week.
Yeah, and in fact, Julie Smith has been working with We Care Eau Claire and has been a volunteer coordinator. In fact, it's her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday,
yeah.
Julie.
Give her a big birthday shout out earlier. And she talks about the annual distribution of backpacks and school supplies and says that it continues to grow in Eau Claire as so many churches partner together with We Care Eau Claire.
Now we have a lot of community resources available through too. So not only can the family get a backpack full of supplies for their children, but they can make connections with Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, Sleep in Heavenly Peace, Western Dairyland, you know, just different different community resources for those people that might need a helping hand. And like last year, we connected a grandma with, backpacks for all her grandchildren, and she just found out that her grandchildren were coming to live with her. She didn't even have places for them to sleep. She connected with Sleep in Heavenly Peace, got beds for her grandkids. It was just so, so very, very cool to me.
That distribution's become quite the annual event in Eau Claire.
Yeah, I mean, again, when you talk about what Valley Vineyard Church does in Chippewa County and beyond, what We Care Eau Claire does in Eau Claire, again, we're probably talking 3,500-plus children between those two. And then, again, the third prong of this, there's, two-pronged approach here in the Chippewa Valley, but also internationally in Liberia, West Africa, how many children can be helped through this campaign as well, too. So you can't give too much for this. You really can't. And, again, just when the basics are not always available because of one reason or another, we just want to make sure that every kid goes back to school with the supplies that they need to learn, to succeed. And whether in this country or on the other side of the world, we have a chance to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ and to do some good, something really tangible with this by partnering again with organizations like We Care Eau Claire, Valley Vineyard Church, and Teamwork Africa, who are the boots on the ground doing those good works and connecting with families and sharing the love of Jesus Christ while doing that. So WWIB.com, right at the top of the page, that big red bar, that banner. If maybe you want to help us out, give us a boost with an early gift, we would appreciate that so, so much. And again, the official drive is August 1st through the 7th, but we welcome early gifts even right now.
As a self-professed procrastinator, I've tried to go the other way with this, giving more, giving sooner. I did that with Single Mom Saturday. I've got my checkbook right here, so I'm going to write my check out and get that support. So thank you. Backpack to School Challenge. Click on that banner on top of the page. Backpack to School Challenge. Let's give a little more, a little sooner.
Four things you didn't know yesterday. Dropping some knowledge on you here on the WIB Wake Up Show. We have some factoids to share.
We do. And the first one is, in parts of South Africa, termites are often roasted and eaten as a snack like pretzels or popcorn.
So if there's a Mikon Cinemas in South Africa, maybe instead of the butter on the popcorn, it's like, would you like some butter on your termites?
It reminds me of Liberia, where it was frogs and snake, actually.
All right.
I knew you would be having the latter.
Four things you didn't know yesterday. Some factoids for you on the WIB Wake Up Show. The typical oil tanker captain makes $15,000 a month.
Okay.
I mean, it's a pretty big responsibility.
Yeah. That sounds like a pretty good income. Okay.
Yeah.
Third thing you didn't know yesterday, each year the average American hears a combined 5 solid days of Christmas music.
Now, I would say that's not nearly enough. Let's go for even more. But, yeah.
You want a full week.
Okay. We are your Christmas station. Four things you didn't know yesterday. Number 4, the largest locomotive in the world is a 1.2 million pound steam powered engine built in 1941. It is named Big Boy 4014 and uses 15 gallons of fuel per mile. I do believe that came to Altoona a while back.
Okay.
Big Boy, the steam locomotive.
I think you're right. Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Good memory. I remember going out and seeing it. There we go.